and welcome to For the Record, our bi-weekly show in which we take one recently released album and take a deep dive into it. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. San Francisco time on the world's best internet radio station, BFF.fm, or subscribe to the podcast at ForTheRecordPodcast, all one word, .com. This week we're talking about the debut album from Brighton-based punk duo Lambrini Girls called Who Let the Dogs Out, and it starts with a song called Bad Apple. Have been putting out singles and an EP starting in 2021, but this is their first proper album and they're getting a ton of buzz about it. It takes me back to like 90s Riot Girl punk rock, and they do say some of their influences are Bikini Kill and Hole, and you really feel that. And if you look at their page on Bandcamp, the big headline at the top is Party Music for Gay Angry Sluts, and I feel like that tells you what you're gonna get.
Yeah, this is a album that will challenge my efforts to be like, oh, this show could air on the radio. That's not going to happen. This is an incredibly vulgar, incredibly angry, and an exhilarating record. The energy here is off the charts, and everything, the guitar assault, just these low throbbing bass and drumming that is relentless. Everything about this band is unmodulated in all of the best ways. And it's, what better way to target that ire than at cops and the abuse of power of the police?
Yeah, this song is about a story I hadn't heard about. It's not your traditional police brutality, quote unquote, accidentally killing someone story. It's a woman who was kidnapped by a cop who pulled her over and then taken somewhere else and murdered. So they said that they were working on this song for a few years until they could really get the tone right. And I think they get the tone right.
Yeah, the righteous fury is something that I don't know if all listeners are going to be on board. But yeah, if this song turns you off, then yeah, I don't think you're going to enjoy the rest of the record. But stick around because I think it's amazing and there's a lot to be angry about. And
also a lot of humor.
Well, yeah, you can be angry with humor and energy.
And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And that goes right into this next track. It's called Company Culture.
Punish me one threatening, because all men know best me. The glass seen ahead of me, so I'll take a backseat. Twilight, ignore that, my boss wants to fuck me. The wandering eyes at all times in the office. Let's have more fun in company culture. Pretend that I know how to use a computer. Harassing the workplace, the congress in bitch face. When will I learn that they just do it better? Don't touch me! Punish for what I'm threatening, cause all men know best me. Human resources say I'm asking for it. The coat over my shoulder, indecent exposure. My co-workers say I've got no sense of humour. Smile and ignore that, my boss wants to fuck me. The wandering eyes at all times in the office. Day on the job looking hot, paying dumb. When will I learn that they just do it better? Michael, I don't want to suck you off on my lunch break.
So it's always fun to talk about an album like this as a incredibly privileged dude, but all I can say is I'm going to celebrate them being angry for really good reasons and doing it with humor. And yeah, Michael sounds like an awful human. And in fact, everyone at this office sounds pretty awful. And in fact, everyone in the world is pretty awful to women trying to work in the office. It sucks.
But the video great. For the song is really funny because it's them in like a typical office setting and then coming back after hours and just smashing everything with hammers, kind of like at the end of Office Space style with the printer.
Yeah. And that is the thing is all of these songs on first listen, you just hear these vocals that are very out of control. And it might take a little bit to get past that and realize the musicianship is really good. Mm-hmm. Like the drumming is high energy, but also really precise. Guitars are aggressive, but also like it feels spontaneous, but all very thoughtful, I guess I would say. Like it is a very well-constructed music, and they make it look effortless. They make it look like we're just screaming and banging on instruments, but it comes out sounding so sweet.
Yeah, so the band is made up of singer-guitarist Phoebe Lunny and bassist, I pronounce this correctly, Lily Massiera. And then they had a drummer who left, but is still credited on some of the tracks. And then they had somebody else come in to do the drumming, Jack Looker. And they recorded this in only 10 days. They had that much studio time and they just kind of forced themselves, we're going to crank this out. And so I think a lot of the energy is captured in the songs of like, we're banging it out as fast as we can.
Yeah. And that energy is right here in the content and the title of the next song. It's called Big Dick Energy.
Big Dick Energy. Oh my God. Hi. Do you remember me? Who posted that thing I wrote about women in music? Thank you so much for doing your bit. Big Dick Energy. Big Dick Energy. I'm one of the nice guys. So why won't you have sex with me?
I read a review that described Lenny's vocal style as, she sings like someone angrily trying to make their point in a particularly noisy bar as a bouncer struggles to usher them out of the door, which I thought is a really good synopsis. But she's still, like, her voice is great and it's really strong.
Yeah, it's hard to put my finger on it. And it's, yeah, again, the entire vibe of this band is like, we're out of control and they're like daring you not to notice. Yeah, like we're all really good musicians. Mm-hmm. And this is a strong voice. And, you know, at one point that we'll get to, you know, later on the album where she tones it down a little bit, I'm like, oh, this is actually really a cool voice and not mm-hmm. just this deranged mania. But this album is, yeah, all about the like, no, I'm not going to moderate this. Screw you. You moderate.
Yeah.
And that is an attitude. Yeah. You know, the world needs a little more of, frankly. And this song is, again, just so freaking funny.
So the part that we played has a little bit more production on it. Yeah. And, you know, if you listen to these songs and you get past the sort of wall of noise, there's a lot of interesting, like, synth on some of the songs. And they're playing with a lot of the production tricks. And this was, as I said, recorded in 10 days with Gillaband bassist Daniel Fox, who I feel like produced another of the albums that we've talked about, but I don't remember which one.
Yeah, well, these guys who are super famous in music scenes that we are not super mm-hmm. into, but clearly he's making a name for himself. And this is, yeah, again, their debut album, and it is the perfect balance because, yeah, it doesn't sound polished, but it's also... clean without being sterile. Like, it's really a remarkable job.
Well, I think that like a lot of punk bands that have a real like wall of noise sort of sound, often the production is done cheaply and it can sound really muddy. But here, all of the instruments are clear and you hear what great technical musicians everyone is.
Yeah. And in the pursuit of, yeah, taking down all of these different kinds of performative heterosexuality. And they're just like these tiny little verses. And each one is just this little kind of glimpse of like, oh, here's a kind of guy who sucks. And here's another kind of guy who sucks. And here's a third kind of guy who also sucks. And the through line is that BDE, but let me tell you, it's pretty great.
The next song is very, it plays with more of that humor and it's called No Homo.
I said I like the way she dressed, and then I said no homo. Pre-Raphaelite celestial true painting from Picasso. An angel of the world, the trapped in purgatory, a test from heaven, and I'm straight to hell. Said I like the way she talked, and then I said no homo. Her eloquence, her resonance, the softest tone was spoken. Epitome of everything, I'll tell her how I really feel. She'll realize that I'm homo for sure. I like your face, but not in a gay way. No homo.
A hilarious and heartfelt celebration of the anxiety around expressing attraction, especially when it's same-sex attraction, and couching it with the sort of humor, the no homo that I just imagined some like Judd Apatow movie from 20 years ago, and it's a bunch of bros and just taking it back and like, no, I'm using this as my little defense mechanism as I super flirting with this girl who's maybe beautiful and charming. And
The first two verses are, I like your face, but not in a gay way. And then the third verse is, I like your face, and it's in a gay way.
Yeah. And then there's an entire, like, at the outro is just this kind of sing-along of, like, I like your face, and it's in a gay way. And it's so sweet and charming. And I guess the extra anxiety, because I know that in interviews, I think Phoebe Lenny has talked about, like, being... She's the one who's autistic, I think, and has really struggled with kind of social cues. And a lot of the songs kind of go into that. It's like, oh, it's like I'm trying to judge this situation. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that extra layer of challenge. It's like, I don't know if you're gay. It's just like, I'm having trouble judging the situation. Right. I'm going to use this swagger and this humor and this bitching guitar solo to just get my way through it. And it's fantastic.
And also it's just a nice break from the songs that are more, you know, explicitly political and angry. And this is just kind of like a fun, almost rockabilly song.
Yeah. The energy of it and this guitar sound, everything about it is so, so catchy and sing along and rousing. And I guess this is the part where I'll just say, this band must be amazing live. And their show at the Rickshaw Stop in May.
It's already sold out.
Already sold out. Super sold out. So that's the joy of hype. Hope you have tickets. I do not.
So the next song we'll play is Nothing Tastes As Good As It Feels.
Starting in the doctor's room, and he's telling me I'm wasting away. You see that my skin's pretty dry, hair thinning at the sides, and my bones are getting ready to break. Doctor, tell me how I built all these bad habits, and with the conning Tony starts to narrate.
You're not aware, the title of this song comes from the notorious Kate Moss quote, which Kate Moss is name checked in this song, that nothing tastes as good as being thin feels. And it's just such a great treatment of a serious topic of eating disorders and the way that especially young women in music or any kind of performing arts are told that they have to be unhealthily skinny to be acceptable. But it's put in such a fun, like, it's funny, it's got all this energy, it's like anger that it's well-earned anger that feels very cathartic.
Yeah, and it's this relentless drive and this fantastic cowbell through big chunks of the song that just are this, the doom that is, and the energy and the bit we hear, like a lot of these lyrics are so acid and really, but getting into details, it's not just this rant. It's like kind of portraying like, oh, you go to your doctor and he's not really addressing the core of the problem. It's like, oh, you have a problem. Great. But solve the entire society being structured this way. No, what's going to solve that? And this song is not about an answer to that, but it's that catharsis, and the fury is at least to start acknowledge how much this, you know, it sucks. And Kate Moss ruined her life.
And I feel like there are so many, like a lot of these topics are like classic punk topics to be angry about, especially, you know, cops. And the next song we'll play is about gentrification. But it doesn't make, like, they're still a problem, and they were a problem 20 years ago and they're a problem now. And people still deserve to get angry about them. So the next song we'll play is You're Not From Around Here.
Noise and liquor, paint revitalizers, run down houses in a run down town. Equitize, villainize, violate squatters' rights. Low laws are ruining your brand new town. Todd Hall becomes a brewery, furthering disparity. Trying to out-censor, what was community? Elevate and globalize, presidency humanize. Low laws are ruining your brand new town. Gentrification is a process of urban development in which a neighborhood develops rapidly over a short time, changing from low to high value. Original residents, families, single working mothers, low income households are displaced from the very community that they helped build.
Here, as we hit the middle point of the record, we start to hear, I think, what I think was a little more stealthy. It's like really ambition in the creation of these songs, that this one is A, you know, let's just tackle head on the serious issues. But then structurally, there's such dense guitar work. And then we have this weird spoken word section with this industrial throbs. It's incredibly unpleasant and totally compelling. And the vocals explore completely new gear that we hadn't heard of, this kind of sing-songy spoken word that, wow, this is a new register that's really effective, this litany of all the people who are getting screwed. It's dark and beautiful and amazing.
And I just love the fact that they decided that they wanted to explain what gentrification is, just in case you didn't know. And it's this, it expresses this desire to not just like comment on what's going on, but, you know, kind of put the fire in people who might not really grasp what's happening.
Yeah. Well, the buzz on this band is huge. And apparently, you know, all the European summer festivals are starting to set up their lineups and they are in demand. And so a lot of these dumb kids are going to be at these festivals and are going to see this. And I don't know if it makes a difference, but, you know, I think I would have loved to, I think, understand a little better these complexities when I was 15. And I think it took me way and embarrassingly long into my life that I was like, oh, this is a really complicated thing that I don't really get.
And I like that this record also tackles the macro world and zooms into the micro world and personal experience. And that's what this next song is about. It's called Special Different.
Myself.
it's interesting that both Lenny and Messiera said in an interview that this is their favorite track on the record, even though it's not everyone's favorite track. And one of the quotes is that there's a lot of strength in neurodiversity and there's a lot of uniqueness. And those strengths are celebrated when they're beneficial, but then the difficulties are shamed, Messiera says, adding that it's their favorite track on the record. I think that song sums that up really viscerally, and I find that very moving.
Yeah, I think it's tapping into, yeah, really tough experience of like, yeah, this is really hard. And yeah, you aren't meaning it nicely. Like, oh, I'm special and different, mm-hmm. i.e. I'm a pain in the ass. And I'm hearing that. And it's, you really feel that. And, you know, what I mentioned earlier about the sonic, the complexity of these songs, I feel like it's really well sequenced record, because the blast of energy, they start to turn down the intensity ever so slightly as we get towards the end of the record. And you start to get these like really amazing textures, these guitar sounds that are almost symphonic. And then this slows down and gets kind of spacey and jazzy and almost proggy. And it's like, yeah, I would not have, I'm hearing these sounds that I was not expecting to hear when the record starts. And it's really amazing that they've got this in them.
Yeah, and the next song that we'll play is the penultimate track, and it explores a lot of different textures too. It's called Love.
True love is nothing more than the wrong hill to die on. Psychoanalyze my attachment styles and cross every boundary at once. A false sense of security, that's a makeup as I go along. A form of reference to my earliest lessons.
This song, you know, I talked about the ambition here, and this song in particular, I, you know, I'm going to say it reminds me of another contemporary English band. And so a couple years back at South by Southwest, one of the standouts in 2023 was the band English Teacher, who went on to put out a record last year that won the Mercury Prize, but I felt kind of collapsed under the weight of its own ambition. Mm-hmm. Like it was too much and they tried to do too much. And I appreciate here, this song sounds like the best songs on that record to me. It's mm-hmm. very reminiscent where, again, this talk singing, which is so pretty mm-hmm. and contemplative, and this, the propulsive energy and the stepping back and these, again, incredibly big and dense textures. And, but instead of trying to just do an entire record like that and having it just kind of not quite work, sorry if that record didn't quite work for me, instead we get a mixture of these kinds of songs coming into the tail end of the record, but after a bunch of these songs that are so much more straightforward and where the virtuosity is much more hidden. And I appreciate that this, that the record has that trajectory, it has both kinds of songs, and it's such a satisfying journey for that reason.
And I love the change in emotional tone as well. A lot of this record is spent angrily railing at societal ills that we all see as problems. And this song is much more about, you know, it's kind of seems like it's about sort of a toxic relationship, but it's much more, the approach is much more kind of, we were both at fault and I recognize that this is not something that I can just be angry and yell about, because it takes two to tango.
Yeah. And Yeah, so it's emotionally so resonant. And then again, just that huge guitar sound, relentless drumming. So that sort of emotion packaged in this wall of sound, I am thrilled. And it just gets me ready to say, like, okay, this was a great record. And coming in just under 30 minutes, yeah. It is a fast listen. And especially these later tracks, go listen on decent headphones or decent speakers, because there is so much great texture to be had. And the anger, it never curdles. There's always a feeling of righteousness, humor, self-reflection. Like, they're very self-aware. It's, this album has grown on me, and I'm still not quite sure how to articulate it, but it's there's a lot going on.
And speaking of self-awareness, I can't believe we got through this whole thing without ever saying what Lambrini is, because I had to look up where the name came from. And it sounds like kind of a wine cooler. It's like a fruity, sparkling alcoholic drink. And I like the fact that they're playing on the fact that, you know, they look like two young blonde girls who might drink Lambrinis, but actually they have all of this talent and all of this fierce anger and, don't underestimate them.
Yeah, it is. The buzz is deserved. I'm glad we could dig in on this. And I think so many of these records we listen to, and it's like, whatever. And then I listen to it just a few times, and I feel like, I think there's something here. And then repeated listening is like, oh, there is a lot here. And yeah, to be this much of a blast and have this much depth at the same time, it's just a real treasure in a tough time.
And I like the fact that they end the album with just a really fun, hilarious sing-along song.
Yeah, returning to some of that energy of the start of the record.
Yeah, there's no anger. It's just fun. And it's called, the title is Cuntology 101. So that is the song we'll go out with. And we've been discussing again the Lambrini Girls debut record, Who Let the Dogs Out. And you've been listening to For the Record. Thanks so much for listening.
You say no is cunty, getting out of your comfort zone. Learning how to let go is cunty, having come on my shirt is cunty. Setting boundaries is cunty, respecting others is cunty too. Putting yourself first is cunty, learning to love yourself is cunty. C-U-N-T, I'm gonna do what's best for me, I'm cunty. That's cunty, C-U-N-T, I'll prioritize my own needs, I'm cunty. That's cunty, 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 wow!
Of the BFF.FM podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.